神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Have been talking about marriage and the value of marriage and the principles in marriage.
我们曾经谈到关于婚姻的事情，婚姻的价值，还有婚姻的原则。
And now we are going to talk about something that can be very tragic in marriage.
那但是呢，我们要进到一个领域，就是呢，可以是婚姻的一个很大的问题的地方。
And today it is so prevalent.
而且是很普遍的问题。
It has become a real problem in many homes across this world.
在这个世界上已经成为很多家庭的问题。
I'm sure many of you have already thought of what it is.
我这样讲，大概很多人就晓得它是什么问题了。
It's being unfaithful to each other.
那就是呢，彼此不忠诚。
So we want to really gear into it today and talk about it and look at the ways that we might be able to help if it happens.
我们要好好来看这个问题，然后是不是可以找到一些帮助的一些要领。
This infidelity or this unfaithfulness is a result of a disillusion and a disappointment in the marriage.
事实上，这种对对方不忠贞的这种行为呢，是来自这种心里面的不满足或者是不满意。
And so many times we don't know how to change that.And so, therefore, we look around and find someone else.
对于这种不满足、不满意呢，不晓该怎么去面对或改变，所以呢，只好呢向外去发展、去寻求。
You see, unfaithfulness is sort of a pattern of behavior that seeks a self-satisfaction.
不忠贞呢，是一种我们自我寻求满足的一种行为。
You see, marriage is made up of two people that have determined to share themselves with each other in a very intimate way.
婚姻是两个人彼此的决定，而且呢是一种委身，要彼此一起来亲近的一种关系。
There is a level of trust and accountability, and this they don't share with anyone else.
那这种亲近的关系呢，包括彼此的信任，还有彼此的亲密是别人不能够参与的。
They share a physical, a mental, emotional, maybe and even spiritually, they share together in this intimacy.
不管是分享，不管是这种身体或者是心理或情绪或灵命上面的彼此的这种交集，还有这种亲密呢，是别人不能够去分享的。
Marriage is a relationship that we should go into that is permanent and that is unconditional. We love each other, we trust each other, we're going to build each other.
婚姻是一种两个人彼此一种永远的关系，一种没有条件彼此的信任，彼此相爱，然后彼此建立的关系。
Now, what do we mean by being unfaithful?
那什么叫做不忠贞呢？
Sometimes we call it infidelity.
那这个不忠贞的意思就是呢，不诚信或者是不真。
Well, it occurs whenever a person engages in a relationship with another that violates their values and their principles of marriage.
只要在婚外产生的感情呢，就会触犯到婚姻真正的这种意义，婚姻的这种原则。
When you are involved in this new relationship, it breaks the trust in your marriage.
当你有了婚外情的时候，你等于破坏了婚姻里面的信任关系。
And then you become intimate with the other person that you're not married to.
而你却跟另外一个你没有结婚的，就是啊，结婚以外的人呢，有了关系。
You experience and share with this new person some of the things that shouldn't belong to them, but belongs to the marriage part.
当你有婚外情的时候，等于说你把不属于外面那个对象的一些东西呢，分享给他了。
You see, unfaithfulness can occur without sex.
这种婚外的感情不一定是一定要有性关系。
Somehow we get the mistaken idea that that's when it occurs, when there is a sexual involvement with each other.
有时候我们有错误的关系，以为说婚外情呢，只是啊有这种婚外的性关系才叫做婚外情。
But it can occur much earlier than that.
但是呢，事实上已经早在还没有这种关系的时候，就是这样子的一个情况。
It's when you pay too much attention to another person that is not your partner.
事实上，婚外情呢，就是当你对不是你的伴侣以外的人产生的感情，或者是用太多的感情，就已经是婚外情。
Actually, the steps of it is that we decide to seek fulfillment.From someone else except our marriage part.
那一开始是因为你没有办法从自己的家里面的伴侣满足，所以你想从外面得到自我的满足。
It's when we begin to give to that other person outside of the marriage partner, we're giving them maybe time and money and special experiences that should belong to your wife or your husband.
那当你想从外面的人来得到这种自我满足的时候，你就开始把自己的时间或金钱或你的精力呢，开始分享给那个人的时候，那时候就开始了。
Some people don't understand that.
有很多人不了解。
They feel that, well, we've not had sex, so there's nothing between us.
所以有的人说呢，我们又没有什么性啊的这种关系呢，根本我们就没有什么事情。
But that's not true.
这不是真实的。
Sometimes we accuse the wife or the husband of being jealous.
有时候我们会控告说我们的先生或太太呢，很会嫉妒。
When in reality, by the way we act and what we do and how we are with that other person is actually going outside of the marriage vows.
但是有时候是因为对方呢，已经呢，真的是对这种婚姻以外的人呢，已经有那种过分的行为。
Now, the way men and women look at unfaithfulness is different.
男人或者是女人对于这种不忠贞的看法是不一样的。
Now, a woman gets into an adulterous situation through the emotional attachment.
对于这种不忠贞呢，女人呢，是通过这种感情方面的不忠贞。
But to a man,Most of the time, it is a physical thing that looks to sex.
对男人来说，通常是指他们的这种性、身体、生理方面的性的这样的一个不忠贞。
Now, I'm sure that they're not all that way, but many, this is the way they look at it.
当然也有例外，不过呢，大部分是这样来看的。
You see, a wife's relationship with another man, as her husband looks at, as long as she doesn't have anything sexual with him, there isn't anything wrong, but that's not true.
所以呢，对一个先生来说，通常看着自己太太呢，虽然对某人很不错，但是并没有什么样亲近的关系的话，这样的表示说呢，他并没有不忠贞，这样的看法是不对的。
Some have said, why not have a little innocent, a side affair with someone? It doesn't hurt anyone.
有人就这样想说呢，有时候呢，跟某一个人有一种很纯真的那种感情，又没有怎么样，有关系吗？
This again is a lie.
这也是一种谎言。
It's always destructive.
它是带着摧毁性的。
It often brings death to the marriage.
而且会带来婚姻的终点。
Now, healing, if this happens in the marriage, there's going to have to be healing.
那如果这种事情发生在婚姻里面的话，需要有这种被医治的过程。
Because it is a very great hurt, a trauma to an individual.
因为这个对个人呢，是一个很大的一种伤害，一个痕迹。
You see, when the other partner has found out that you have betrayed them,And that they're losing you, the most important person in their life, this causes great trauma to them.
你要知道，当你发现对方好像背叛你或者是遗弃你的时候呢，对你来讲是一个很大的冲击伤害。
Unlike the terrible experience of your spouse dying, which actually ends in something good, you look back at the good memories and there's that positive feeling toward the person, even though they're going through the terrible trauma of the person dying.
那这种伤害呢，可不是像一般，比如说，如果你的配偶他死亡，好离开的话，那至少那种创伤是一种很好的一个结束，一个怀念性的结束。可是这种被背叛的这种伤害可不一样。
But infidelity undermines all that was good in that marriage, and suddenly it's gotten to the place where there's just pain because of what has happened.
这种创伤呢，是在前面有一段很美好的关系之后呢，突然间受到冲击。
You see, death is expected in the lives of a couple. Somewhere down the road, there will come death, but betrayal is not expected.
对夫妻来说呢，这种一方的死亡有时候是我们可以理解的，我们就是不是会很让我们很意外的，可是这种不忠贞呢，会带来很意外的这种冲击。
You see, to recover from this distress, many times the person goes over and over, why did you do it? What made you do it? What was wrong? And they have to go through this experience.
当一个人受这种伤害的时候，他总是在那种为什么你对我这样子，你怎么会这样子，是什么让你这样子，这样的一些问题里面呢，绕来绕去。
So healing can be very, very difficult.
所以这种伤痕的这种痊愈是很难的。
You see, usually when a person is betrayed, they will find someone else to talk to.
当一个人被背叛的时候呢，他会找某一个人去谈。
Actually, they really need that support.
他们也真的需要有一个人听他们说来支持他们。
It's very hard to hold it in just to themselves.
如果碰到这种事情，要把它压抑在心里面不讲是很难的。
Because they feel, they begin to wonder, what have I done wrong? How did I make this thing go bad? There's many thoughts that goes through their mind that they need to express to someone else.
因为心里面呢，深处呢，总是想说，到底我哪里错了？为什么会这样子？我怎么办呢？这些呢，需要有一些分担的。
And they must realize there's more in life than what they're going through now in the marriage.
当你有一些分担支持的时候，你就会发现说，你的生活的重心问题呢，不是只有在婚姻里，还有很多事你要担当。
So we see then that we have to find some sort of help from the outside.
所以你是需要外面的帮助的。
You see, it's very important for that one that's been deeply hurt, to be able to have a desire to survive through this.
对一个被伤害很深的伤害人，有一个意愿想要能够再站起来是很重要的。
And the other partner will recognize that this person has a strength under all of this that says, I'm going to survive.
这样就使对方看到被伤害的一方还有那种能力、力量愿意再站起来。
You see, if there's that desire to survive, there may be that desire and should be that desire that somehow we're going to straighten this thing out.
所以如果有这种意愿的时候呢，会使对方知道说我们可以一起来把这样的一个创伤呢可以弥补过来。
So then if the person really has a desire to come back, that there really is that desire, when they see that you have strength, they will then return.
所以当对方看到你想要再重来的时候呢，那对方呢，他也有意愿的时候，他就会回转过来。
So as we go through this thing, don't let these things, though they're not little, they're very difficult, don't let them become to you where you always say, well, he lied to me, or she lied to me, I can never trust them again.
那当这种事情发生的时候，记得不要一直在那种对方欺骗我对方对不起我这个事情上面一直在萦绕。
When you throw it up in the face of the one that's betrayed you and say, why, you've hurt me so badly, I can't forgive you.
不要常常在伤害你的对方呢，一直跟他提醒说呢，你伤害我太深了，我没有办法原谅你。
Then that spouse that has betrayed you and maybe deep in their heart wants to come back will fear then there's no use, there's no hope.You've already told them you'll never forgive them.
因为如果你常常在对方的面前挖这种旧账的话，那么对方会有一种感受是说呢，你好像没有希望要能够啊彼此再重圆，即使对方有意愿的话，也已经会放弃希望。
So hopefully with the help of an outsider that you're talking to and that may be counseling you, you may grasp hold of the fact I'm going to survive and I'm not going to abuse the person to the place where they feel like I can never forgive them again.
所以当你向外面啊找谁寻求这种辅导协谈的时候呢，你要有这种意愿，就是我愿意让这个事情可以过去，我们可以重来，而且呢，不要再一再的去提醒对方所做的错事，这样的话就比较好处理。
In a marriage where unfaithfulness occurs, it's only going to get better, it's only going to mend when the one that has done wrong is willing to admit it.
这种不忠贞的婚姻事情，事件发生的时候，能够好转只有在那个做错事的人本身愿意承认自己做错，从那里才可以开始好转。
Not only willing to admit it, because many people say, yes, I'm in this affair, but it has to be one who says, I'm having an affair, I've had an affair, but I want to stop it now.
这种承认呢，不是只有说承认说啊，我现在是有这样的关系，而是除了承认这种关系之外呢，而且呢，有一种意愿说呢，我要想停止了。
Now, we know, we have said that in unfaithfulness almost always indicates that there's something that's not right in the marriage.
那这种不忠贞的行为呢，一定指示出在你的婚姻里面已经有一些问题在那里。
So you're going to have to find now, after your mate has been unfaithful, both of you are going to have to find a way to communicate with each other.
所以在这种不忠贞的事件发生之后呢，两个人一定要找到一种沟通的管道，然后来好好面对问题。
You know, it isn't always something very wrong that happens in a marriage where there becomes unfaithfulness. It can be the cares of everyday living.
通常会产生这种不忠贞行为的一些前因呢，不一定是很大的事情，很大的事件，而是呢，有时候是一些日常的小事而已。
We get too busy.
比如说太忙了。
We lack understanding for each other.
对对方呢没有真正去了解。
We've got our minds on other things.
我们的心里呢没有在注意对方，只在注意别的事情。
And so before long, we have sort of drawn apart.
所以不久之后两个人就越来越疏远。
And then someone comes along and very attractive maybe and very a likable person and one that begins to encourage you and before long your eyes leave your wife or your husband and cling to this other.
结果呢就在这个时候呢就有一个很吸引你然后呢在各方面都可以鼓励你安慰你的人出现了就这样子或许是先生或太太呢就开始远离自己的啊这种伴侣。
Now as we said before,Here we are now admitting the fact that we are having this affair, but then admitting to our wife or our husband that we don't want it anymore and we want to get out of it.
我们刚才谈到已经发现有不忠贞行为然后也已经有这种立志志愿说呢我实在是不要再发生了。
We must take the next step.
那第二步是什么呢?
We must both accept the responsibility of where each of us have failed.
我们必须要真的是负起这个责任。这个第二步就是说呢，我们应该要真的担当起这个责任。
We have to get to the place where we stop blaming each other.
那就是说呢，要停止，不要再一直怪罪对方。
You blame him because he's been unfaithful. He blames you because you don't care.
或许呢，你就怪对方说呢，你就是对我不忠贞，然后对方又怪你说呢，因为你根本都对我不关心，就不要再这样彼此怪罪了。
But as long as you keep blaming, you're not going to have any help.
如果你们继续这样怪来怪去的话，什么也没有办法改进。
We have to accept the responsibility of our part in this thing.
我们必须要在我这个部分负起我的责任。
You see, many times, a person will go and find another partner because marriage is too demanding.
有些时候一个人会有那种婚外情呢，是因为在婚姻里面呢，他们被要求太多。
You see, they like the feeling of falling in love with someone else more than the commitment of what marriage brings them.
因为呢， 这个人可能呢，他们更喜欢享受那种感情、爱情方面的，过于他们愿意来担当婚姻里面的责任。
The marriage experience is much more complex.
婚姻的经历呢，是很复杂的。
It involves the everyday living.
是关系到每一天的日常生活。
And then some very hard things that we must face.
而且有一些很艰难的环境你需要去面对。
But you see, when your partner goes off to someone else, it's an unrealistic relationship that isn't bound by the realities of life.
所以当一个人去寻求婚外情的时候，事实上是一种不真实的经历，是根本就是婚姻以外的一些啊不面对现实的经历。
Many times it is not easy to leave that unfaithful relationship.
很多时候我们是很难去结束那种不忠诚的关系。
But it has been found that when you can and you can rebuild your marriage, it provides a satisfaction that nothing else can give you.
根据很多经验都发现呢，如果在这种婚外情之后，两个人愿意再重新来过，再次愈合的话，那种后来的满足呢，会非常的大，而且呢，都非常的好。
For some that has mended their marriage, they have found that this gives them a deeper, more permanent depth to their relationship.
很多人就发现说，当他们在重新啊，能够彼此再一次修好之后呢，那么呢，他们会找到那种更深的一种彼此的关系。
Surprisingly, unfaithfulness may be a signal that the person is dissatisfied with themselves rather than their partner.
那事实上当一个人寻求婚外情的时候是表现呢他自己比对方呢没有那种满足感所以是一种信号表示对方呢没有满足。
You see, they recognize that we see each other's faults, we know each other so well, and this doesn't always make them comfortable.
当两个人很真实的面对面的时候总是看到对方的缺点这样子每一天都这样子面对面有时候是很不舒服的。
So you see then, this other person will find something that person feels good about themselves. And so where they were feeling badly with their wife, this other one is making them feel good and seeing some of the things that is coming out of their nature.
那这种关键点呢，突然间出现一个人呢，然后呢，你，他觉得呢，对你很有好感。每一天你的妻子看到你或你先生看到你是你的缺点而别人却在看你的优点的时候会给你有一种很好的感受。
So when that person tries to mend their marriage, they have to begin to look at their own selves and their own characteristics that must change.
所以这犯错的一方如果他们决定要回头来维持自己的婚姻的话然后也要很真实的面对自己来改善自己的缺点。
This is not easily done.
这个是不容易的。
And sometimes it just seems too hard for that unfaithful partner.
有时候呢对这个不忠贞的这个对方呢是很难的。
And when even deep inside, they would like to come home, mend their marriage, bring something back to their family, they're still too weak to do it.
有时候他们即使心里面很愿意很有意愿再回头让自己的家人能够重新的团圆但是呢心里面呢却很脆弱。
But we can recover our marriage.
但是你是可以再一次恢复你的婚姻的。
We just have to get back to the basic principles of marriage once again.
一定要再回到真正的婚姻的原则。
But like I said before, this may not be as easy as it sounds.
我说过这个做起来可不是像听起来那么容易。
We often don't realize how far we can stray from the values we placed on each other when we first got married.
很多时候我们不自觉的会去转离或者是否认了我们当初彼此相遇或者是彼此相爱那个时候对对方的一种价值的感觉。
But there is one thing for sure, you're going to have to be able to communicate to that person in actions and words that they truly mean everything to you.
所以呢两个人一定要再一次回到原来的对彼此的那种吸引价值的感觉所以要一定要有这种表达。
To mend your marriage means that you're going to have forgiveness.
要持守你的婚姻一定要有宽恕饶恕。
Now, forgiveness is a commitment. not an emotion.
这种饶恕呢，是一种你的志愿，你的立志，而不是一种情绪上的。
It means that you really have to make yourself. It's not that you want to, you feel joy about. No, many times we have to say, I will forgive them.
或许你不是很甘心，不是你很乐意，但是你需要在你的意志里面做一个决定，说我一定，我愿意来原谅他。
And it may not be a one-time, and it probably will not be a one-time event saying, I forgive you.
而且可能不是只有一次，你要一次再一次的做这种决定。
You may have to forgive over and over again.
或许你还要一次再一次的立志来做宽恕。
And it may be more mental than in your verbal, because every time the thought of what they did comes up to you,You're going to have to forgive them again.
而且是在你的这种理性上面过于你的言语，因为呢，你要一次再一次的在你的理性上面来做这种决定。
Now, forgiveness is not the same as forgetting it.
所谓的宽恕并不是忘记了。
That's why forgiveness involves a commitment to avoid thinking these offenses over and over again.
所以真正的宽恕就是要拒绝你的那些回忆一直在萦绕那些不好的回忆。
So you see, in forgiveness, you're not going to be bringing up what your spouse has done.
所以真正的宽恕就是不要再算旧账，老是把过去的事拿出来讲。
But as it comes to your mind and to your thoughts, over and over again, you may have to forgive them.
在你的想法里面在你的这种啊理性里面呢，你要一次再一次的来做宽恕的工作。
Now, we have to understand that many times, even though we may forgive a person, there may not truly be a reconciliation between you.
有时候呢，即使你真的宽恕原谅了，但是不见得两个人就可以和好。
Do you know, there are those who are sexually addicted?
有些人在性方面是泛滥的。
I had a friend...who had a husband who really seemed to love her.
我有一个朋友呢，他的先生呢是很爱她的。
But he could not be faithful to her.
但是呢，虽然爱她，却不能对她忠诚。
He would always tell her that he loved her, but he needed the other women.
他呢，常常告诉着妻子，他很爱她，可是呢，他却需要别的女人。
It built up his ego.
这样的话可以让他有一种好像很大的自尊心
And he had, I believe, a sexual addiction.
那这就变成一种性患难。
They tried for many years to stay together.
他们也试着一段时间要好好的在一起。
But I remember the day she called me, and she told me she just couldn't make it any longer.
那有，我记得有一天呢，这个太太就打电话给我说呢，我再也受不了了，我不能再跟他在一起了。
When she got a divorce, her husband actually banged his head against the wall.
当这个太太真的要跟她先生离婚的时候呢，那一天她的先生就去撞了墙，非常的痛悔。
He would often go to see her.
而且常常去看她的太太。
And he did love her.
他真的是爱她。
But he could not leave the other women alone.
但是却没有办法离开那些女人。
She has forgiven him.
她当然也啊原谅她的先生。
She's never married again.
因为她没有再结婚了。
But she recognized that reconciliation at this point,couldn't happen.
但是他自己晓得两个人的和好是不可能了。
This is where we must trust God to change his life.
这的话需要神帮助我们来更新改变。
My friend, do everything you can to keep that love in your lives and to keep the hope in your marriage and to be that one that is example to your children.
亲爱的朋友，一定要很用心尽力的来持守你自己的婚姻。而且呢，在孩子的面前有一个很好的榜样。
And as I always remind you, God can help you.
我常常提醒你，神他可以帮助你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省
高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。